Kia ora, Kofu Smitha ho, Nga mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. When the government changes, you might think that each party's refrain would also switch, that the once opposition, now government MPs, would suddenly go positive, singing of the new happy times. But that doesn't happen, at least not for a long while. So, for example, here's the Prime Minister in question time today, having been asked if the newly announced truancy policy had been approved by Cabinet yet.
Well, as I said, we have an ambitious government, and that is fantastic, because what we observed over the last 6 years was a government that spent more, borrowed more, taxed more, and delivered worse outcomes. You had six, your government had 6 years, you did very little, you failed at it. What we're doing is declaring...
New governments can spend months, if not years, sticking to their oppositional refrain and attacking the previous crew. You might remember in 2017 when Labour took the reins just how often they repeated their 9 long years mantra in reference to their predecessors. As you might expect, the new National-led government have also held tightly onto their opposition mindset. The attack posing as an answer is a common approach in question time, but these responses are starting to try the patience of some MPs.
Mr. Speaker, almost every question that I've asked the Prime Minister today, he's resorted to an attack on the previous government without actually answering what are relatively direct questions on his government's current announcements and decisions.
More crucially, the attacks aren't just annoying the opposition, but the Speaker, who is the judge of all such things.
But I would also say to you that it is not inappropriate for ministers to refer to programs of a previous government. The difficulty comes where that reference becomes an attack, and I'd ask that all ministers, including the Prime Minister, think carefully about those comments in an answer.
No sooner had Gerry Brownlee gently chastised his colleagues for attacking the opposition than Nicola Willis was asked questions.
Funny that we have opposite us members who interject to ask us how long the statement was, as if the definition of success is how many pages you can put in your document.
Go back to your answer.
Changing a rhetorical gears just does not seem that easy. Both Louise Upston and her National Party colleague Suze Redmayne, who was asking her Patsy questions, had to attempt handbrake turns.
I'm just going to ask the member to re-ask that question. It is effectively setting the battlefield for an attack and it's not on. So ask it a different way.
Thank you. Ask in a different way, did you say, Mr. Speaker?
Well, this is a think on your feet moment, yeah. Just a minute, a question's being asked. Just wait till there's a bit of quiet.
How long are people predicted to spend on benefits?
Mr. Speaker. The previous government's approach saw a substantial increase in the amount of time people were spent
You can't start a question like that.
Chris Bishop remonstrated with the Speaker, saying that the ruling threatened to make Parliament so sterile we might as well not bother turning up. Gerry Brownlee.
I think it is possible to do exactly what you're saying without making an accusation of, for example, malfeasance. And I think it is that stepping point between talking about a situation you're dealing with and the outright attack on another party's policy.
There are probably many reasons why MPs do the knee-jerk attack thing, even outside the opposition. Most obviously, the attack mode can become ingrained. That attack can be an automatic response on an emotional level, and it can be an excellent deflective tool to avoid questions. But possibly most importantly, it's sometimes the only response there is. However impressive any new government may be, or however much positive impact they may ultimately have, it is usually years before there's anything useful to actually point at and say, I did that. Often governments have come and gone before you can even hope to see the most concrete outcomes. For example, next year, a new road will open over the Tararuas to replace the Manawatu Gorge Road. Now, that road was initially planned when Simon Bridges was the Minister of Transport, 8 years ago under National. It was being built throughout the two Labour terms and will finally open 2 changes of government later. And compared to social change, roads are fast. So, as I said, it takes a while to have many results to point at. But till then, you can always fall back on laying into the previous mob. Or now maybe you can't. You've been listening to The House. It's a Whakaronga Kwai ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Matawa.